The insurance is on top of the 1 year of free credit monitoring that longtime state vendor EDS already promised to provide. The Texas-based company will mail out letters this weekend telling people who were affected what they need to do to take advantage of the offer. EDS has admitted to mistakenly printing people's Social Security numbers on the outside of a booklet that was headed to recipients of Medicaid, Senior Care, and Badger Care. Company Vice President Sean Kenny visited Madison today to tell the media that EDS plans to make things right.
Security and privacy of health information is paramount to us. We handle billions of pieces of healthcare information every day across the country. This is a very big deal for us.
Kenny says one person at his company was responsible for the error. He says that person checked the address labels, but only to make sure they were lined up correctly. They were not looking for Social Security numbers. The Department of Health and Family Services has asked the Department of Justice to consider whether there's grounds for suing EDS. DHFS's Karen Timmerlake says the state wants to examine all its legal options.
We believe that it's important to send a very strong message to EDS and to our other contractors that these kinds of mistakes simply will not be tolerated.
EDS also said today that many other states it contracts with have moved away from using Social Security numbers to keep track of Medicaid clients. Timmerlake says Wisconsin is still in the process of moving to an alternative ID system, but she says the bottom line in this instance is that EDS made a mistake. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.